individualism, right? Hop on a plane, be halfway around the world in, what, 24 hours? So I really believe God is refining the global church, and he's stirring something, especially within our region, and he's releasing next steps. And I feel so many of us are, I mean, I have aunts and uncles that have been praying for God to move in Lancaster County for 50 years. They're 80 years old, and in their last days, they're seeing fire start to emerge. And I talked with them, and they looked at me, and they said, when I was in the 50s, and I went to a Billy Graham conference, and I gave my life to the Lord, this was beyond my wildest dreams, 50 years later. And so there's little fires happening throughout the county right now. So I'm here to say, if you've been praying for revival, you're seeing it. It just looks different than we thought. As each fire gets bigger, they're going to interconnect, and suddenly we're going to see an eruption and say, where did it come from? Because we were so focused on the fire we were in.
Wow. Yeah.
And last night, as Stephen was sharing, God just released this picture, and it was of a wave. Has anybody here surfed or have ever surfed in your life? Kevin, thank you. I think we're going to have one in the room. I don't know much about surfing. But if you want to know more about surfing, if from what I know, you have to see the wave coming, right? You got to know which way you're going to ride before that wave ever gets there, right? I don't know how you judge that. But basically, not every wave is the right wave.
Come on.
But when you find the right wave, you have, if you see it in its fullest, you've already missed it. You have to see that wave coming or you're never going to make it.
Come on, brother.
But if you start riding that wave and you get in that curl, right? You get in that curl, I don't know how you outrun the wave, but you can outrun that wave and stay in that curl, and you're in that zone, and they call it, what, a funnel or a tunnel?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're in there. The wave is over you now, but you still have a tunnel to shoot through, and you're going to ride that wave way further than you ever thought possible because you saw it coming, you caught the wave.
Wow.
Or you're going to be the surfer floating down that surfboard, paddling along, waiting for the next wave and watching your friends ride the wave. And last night he said, there's a 50-year wave coming.
Wow.
And we're on it. It's just that it's here. It's not in a curve. And when I thought back 50 years ago, I wasn't here for it. But again, I talked to my aunts, uncles, that generation. They talk about the Jesus movement of the 70s. Hippie movement, summer of love.
Yeah.
Right? Weed. I mean, we're talking depravity. We're talking, man, I'm cool, dude. Just do your own thing. But summer of love. And God used that hippie culture to turn the church upside down. And most of today's church leaders came out of that movement of the 70s.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's true.
We haven't seen another wave since. We've been praying for it. We've been saying we believe it. We say it's coming. I want to play a part. But I'm here to ask you, do you really want to play a part? Because it's going to cost you everything you have. You're going to have to give up your lunch. I want to catch that wave, but I'm here to tell you, I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what your part is. I'm not here to convince you that you have a part. I'm not here to convince you there is a wave. I am simply asking you, are you willing to give your lunch? Are you willing to paddle on that surfboard and catch the wave now before it's visible? Because you have a choice. Get on the board or wish you hit it. It's very simple. And I honestly believe that all these pieces, God is doing very uniquely, so nobody can take credit for it. Nobody can say it. That was the thing. That was the thing. I did it, we did it, they did it. It's literally the collection of things that he's doing that's important. So therefore, I fully believe in what some of us are called to here. I'm not here to convince you that you're called to what we're doing in the branch community. I can't walk away from it. I couldn't live the rest of my life walking away from the mandate that he gave us. And that's what I'm here to share this morning. But it's so essential that we don't feel a thing. There is methods and there's ways that you catch that wave. You miss the five things of however many it is that you have to catch that wave, you're going to miss the wave. So we have a part to play. And I just think it's extremely important that we in this room understand there's going to be significant gaps in what the current staff team is doing, the current volunteer team is doing, and what the people in this room are doing. So if we really want to catch that wave, then we're going to have to find the people that are on the fringes, the people that have no idea what community wants. I want us even this morning to think about a little bit. Some of us in the room are actually just starting to discover what community is. Some of us have been in community a little bit longer, and we've come alive because of it. And I want us to think about the season of life before we found community. And that is why I'm here this morning. Because I believe that there is thousands of people in today's society that have a passion and a longing in their heart for something. They're searching for something. They have no idea what it is and no idea how to get there. But very likely, if we catch that wave, we're going to carry some of those people with us. And we're going to touch them wherever they are. And they're going to come along on the ride. More than anything, we're not looking to do church better. We're simply looking to posture our hearts before the Lord, stand alignment, and see what He wants to release. And we're going to discover it together. But in order to produce life, we have to die to ourselves. And that's the first thing I'm going to point out here is a lot of us, this is what we see right here. We see somebody producing life. We see something we want, and we totally forget or totally overlook the process back here to get there. And so again, unhealthy things die. So before Christ, when we still have our own vision, we want to build our own kingdom, we're unhealthy. So we have to die to ourselves. Our vision has to die so we can actually embrace the vision that He has for us. So as you go through that process and you see the growth pattern begin to happen, you look at the root system going deeper. So what's visible is more, but the root system is also continually going deeper. And so to actually find the version of this verse, I'd actually go to King James Version. I was not aware of that, but where there is no vision, I think many of us know that, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And so to me, one of God's laws, the way that He created, is unhealthy things die, healthy things recreate and produce life. We're not going to come outside of that law. We're not going to come outside of God's creation. But and then the ESV is where there's no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law. So we're created to create. Healthy creation produces life. It begins with a God-inspired idea or vision. We carry a part. But at some point, that idea and vision requires action, and that's why we're here. So I really, again, just want to reflect on the journey up to this point. I'm going to talk a lot of things that we've done as Branch. Again, I want us to really understand that the church is going to happen outside the building. But we're here for next steps so we can actually catch that wave and ride it out for what God wants it to be. You guys with me?
Yeah.
So part of our journey was in 2018, God released the current vision of what we're doing. He gave a picture of a tree. And here's what happens. We had Dexter actually painted a tree for us. And the three key things I want to point out is the root system represents spiritual health. He spoke very clearly that we will only be as healthy as what we're rooted in. And it's why we were rooted in prayer for several years. He did not release us from the barn. It was funny, we were back in the Stolzfus barn this spring. Like literally we can't get outside of that. He won't let us because we need to be rooted in what he wants it to be. Then he spoke that the trunk represents community. It's where the strength is. If we begin to lose that picture and want to do our own thing outside of community, we lose all our strength. And then he said, if you do that, the leaves represent an explosion of impact. But the explosion of impact is not what we're focused on, because if the root system is not healthy, if we don't do it through community, we will never see this. But unfortunately, if I'm honest, I think a lot of people in today's society, this is what we're aiming for. We're focused on this so much, we begin to cheat this, and we begin to cheat this. And you're never going to see it. So I just wanted to bring us back to this point. This is our beginning. If we lose this, we have lost and walked away from the mandate the Lord has given us. So when I look at today's tree, I don't just see a cool logo with a circle around it. Every time I look at this logo, I'm reminded, stay rooted. It has to be through community. Don't focus on the fruit. You're going to produce. If you're healthy, you're going to produce fruit. And it's going to be His fruit. You're going to have your storehouses and our storehouses and the kingdom storehouses. When you think of a God who has no beginning and no end, there's no lack. I mean, the storehouses are running over to the point where, I don't even know if they have storehouses, honestly. It's just glorious. My point is, don't focus on this. And every time I see our logo, every time we talk about vision, mission, values, some of you guys are probably so tired of hearing about it. But here's why. Worthy is the land to receive the reward of his suffering. And then when I think of, every time we share vision, present-centered root system. It's a reminder. Community, trunk. Missional focus, the fruit will come out of it.
That's good.
Talk about our vision, our mission, encounter God. Root system, make disciples, community, change the world, explosion of impact.
Come on.
It's not, we're not doing it just because we want to build a thing. Every time I look at that logo, every time I hear the vision, mission, values, it's the mandate from the Lord, can't walk away from it. Again, I'm not here to convince us of it. Rhythm of church life. This is really what we felt the Lord was speaking about. And if we're feeling disconnected, I want to challenge us this morning. If we're committed to Branch and we're feeling disconnected, I want to say it's probably because we're not engaging in these three things. We may be engaging in one of them, maybe two of them. But our goal really is to empower the church to be the church. And we really do believe it can be established by accomplishing establishing a rhythm of encountering God that sustains a fire in our hearts. So when I think about our rhythm, and you guys keep hearing about ministry nights and community groups and prayer, it's like, what's the big deal? It's because if we do that, we're building the root system. We're doing it through the trunk. And to me, this is often how people are going to get connected. Discipleship. And the reason I'm going to dig into this, guys, there are so many questions we're getting about, well, what are we actually doing? Like, what are we actually doing? What are we investing in? I'm hearing about all these different bits and pieces, but it just feels like it's another piece out there. So I'm trying to bring some clarity and some context when we talk about the vision, the mission, the values, what we're doing. So for discipleship and that connection, we do have the Discover class. Does anybody here do the Discover class last time? There's another one coming up this fall if you want to know more. It's literally talking more about what I'm talking about here this morning. But coming up, we do have more growth opportunities. In fact, tomorrow evening, Sunday evening, Steve is bringing a message on baptism. And we have plans for a special baptism service on the 22nd of August. We'll get more details out on that. But that's a Saturday evening service. If nobody wants to be baptized, obviously no service. If one person wants to be baptized, we're hosting a special service.
Hallelujah.
Communion, we are planning on hosting that part of the ministry night coming up. We've talked about discipleship classes in the past. I don't know what the name of those is going to be, and that's likely coming up this fall as well. And you don't have to keep track of all this stuff. I have a handout over there, by the way.
Yeah, Dave. Come on, Dave. Let's go. Let's go.
But this matters. You want to know about the Holy Spirit. Right? What about the Father's love? Think about it.
Yeah.
Mentoring. Here's been my journey in mentoring. I'd asked different guys to mentor me. I had been asked through the living room, especially at young adult community of 500 people. A lot of people think their key to getting to know God is through somebody else. I'm not knocking mentoring. I am just saying that when we begin to view somebody that has more history with the Lord as our avenue of discovering who God is, we may be seeking in the wrong place.
Yeah.
They can journey alongside, they can champion, they can encourage, but they're not the source.
Yeah.
And mentoring, I had so many different guys ask me to be mentored. I've asked different guys to mentor, and what I've discovered most times, people don't even know what they're asking. But really what they're asking is they're asking you to become their crutch, or we're asking somebody to be our crutch. And so mentoring, I think, can be healthy. And it was unique. A few weeks ago, somebody asked me again. I said, what are you looking for? And I said, I have to pray about it. And on the way home, God just started downloading. So we actually created some homework. If somebody asks to be mentored, or if somebody asks you to mentor them, feel free to see us. We have some homework available that's going to be interesting to see where it goes. And really what we're doing is saying, okay, let's meet for three times and then reevaluate. So it's not this open-ended thing. So many times, right, it just kind of ends, and nobody knows when it ended or why it ended, and everybody's wondering if it was healthy or not.
Yeah.
But it's a key part of God wants to do, because again, we're going to need, when you catch this wave, guys, I met with Lloyd Hoover, who is a bishop, in the Lancaster Mennonite Conference. Met him at YWAM Lancaster. And I knew I was supposed to meet this guy. Afterwards, we both knew we were supposed to meet, so we connect. This guy's, he's involved in a ton of things. He's like got three main things on his plate. Every minute counts, right? He's structured his schedule. He said, I want to meet with you. I show up at his office, and we're meeting for an hour and 15 minutes. I look at him, I said, Lloyd, I know you have a lot going on. I said, I'm going to respect your schedule. Well, he said, I cleared my schedule this afternoon. I knew I was supposed to. We sat there for like 3.5 hours just glorious.
Wow.
So it does show up. God sends spiritual fathers at the right time. Mentoring is a piece of that. Obviously, I want to journey with him. But where I'm going with that is it's all connected. We all have a part to play. And if we all do our piece, then I really believe we're going to catch that wave and we're going to fulfill the vision God has for our personal lives, but also as the body of Christ worldwide. Then there's Viviana had taught the Transformation Prayer Ministry. How many of us did TPM?
Oh, yeah.
That transformed your life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Emotional health. Guys, it's a big deal. So we're hoping to launch that in January, if it works out. Conquer Series, anybody in here going to Conquer Series? Yeah. Men's group is going through the Conquer Series. That'll be happening again in the January. So again, I am not here to say that this is the perfect model. I'm not here to say that we have it figured out. I'm saying these are vehicles to create this. Because if this doesn't happen, nothing else is happening. Care team, some of you guys have empathy. Who has an empathy? Just you feel things for other people in the room. Put your hands up. Don't be ashamed. It's a gift. Come on. I want to relate really, really bad. God has given me an ability to see it a little bit. But guys, I'm sorry. I don't have the empathy gift. It is a gift. If you're in the room and you have a gift of empathy, and it literally oozes out of your pores, and everybody walks away from you feeling a little bit better about the world, we need you. Okay? It's a gift. We do want to put a care team together, a team of people like that, that are intentional about caring for people and journeying with them through challenging seasons. It's not a formula. There's different ways you can do it. Cards, calls, texts, visits, meals, flowers, but whatever it is, it may be shocking to you that it comes very naturally to you, but again, I'm telling you, if I'm going to do this, it's going to take 4 times more effort for me, and people are going to walk away like, I think he meant well there, but it's going to happen. Sorry. Can anybody else relate with that one? Yeah. Thank you for being there. Care team. If we're growing as a spirit, I really think, guys, this weekend is about going from a great community where we have great God encounters to, I think, we're going to walk away a spiritual family. That's my sense.
Bring it, Lord.
In the next couple of months, when you start talking communions, you're breaking bread together. You're recognizing what God did. We're baptizing people. We're walking with people. We're caring for people. We're being cared for. It's a spiritual family. It'll change your life. Many of us, unfortunately, we've had a model of relationships or family dynamics that obviously our character, each of us, falls short of God's character. So many of us, our family dynamic was less than God's design. I'm not saying it was wrong or our parents did it wrong, or we as parents in the room are doing it wrong. I'm simply saying that we fall short of God's design and character. But he wants to produce life. Spiritual family. Leadership opportunities. You're like, man, there's some of those things, and there's some things I've been feeling within me, and I want to see them unlocked and unleashed. I believe in the vision. I believe in the mission. I believe in the values. I believe God is sending a wave, and I want to hop on that surfboard, and I want to ride it out. Within Branch, there's a few leadership opportunities. Some of you guys are probably all going at least one or two or maybe all of them. Ministry Night's team leader or a member serving at Ministry Night, right? Worship leader or member. Thank you, Scott and Kelly. But can we bless Scott and Kelly? Beat of worship and prayer in her life and carried it in Branch community, established it in our community. But she has limited capacity. So we invited Scott and Kelly in to serve as the worship leaders for the rest of this year, and they graciously said yes. Can we thank Crystal as well, guys? authority, guys. When you're not in leadership, you think it just happens.
Yeah.
When you're in leadership, there is blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
Probably more tears than you realize your leaders ever put into it.
That's true.
Thank you, Crystal. Group leaders. Guys, our groups are maxed out. We're actually scared to promote groups right now. Not scared, but we're holding back in promoting groups because we don't have more groups ready to launch. People, one, community. Prayer leaders. We say it will only come out of a place of prayer. We've seen it, man. During the midst of a global pandemic, prayer was rebirthed in our community.
Come on.
Yeah.
It started in Andy's basement, moved to Andy's living room, moved to the barn. We had visions for that upper prayer room at the church, and now we're in the bigger room because so many of you guys just want to pray. Blood, sweat, and tears, guys. Arlen, he's got to be recognized.
Give it up!
We can't do without God, but I'm telling you, He will not do it without us.
Yeah.
He's asking for our lunch. When we give Him our lunch, He'll multiply it 15,000 times. But He will not multiply it. He will not take it from us. He will receive it, but He will not take it from us.
Wow.
Blood, sweat, and tears. It takes it. Prayer worship leaders. More than anything, guys, if you want to lead at any capacity in your life, serve people in your day-to-day life.
Yeah.
I heard it said this way. If you want to grow in leadership and you want your influence expanded, then invest in the people that God has in your life. When you do that, He brings the increase every time. But if you're like, man, in 10 years, I'm going to be investing in 1,000 people and it's going to be glorious, and you're ignoring the 3 people He's got in your life, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's simply not going to happen. There is laws and there is order in God's creation. Unhealthy things die. Healthy things recreate. They reproduce. So if you're interested in mentoring and you think that homework would be a resource, let us know. Don't have it figured out. But I'm telling you, there's open-ended, and oftentimes it ends and nobody knows what it was or why it was. Not saying that it's unhealthy, but there is ways to make sure that there's forward movement. Leadership development, you're like, as leaders, yeah, we're just kind of rolling, doing our thing. But here is what I'm saying. If you're leading in branch community, you have the team leader meeting, the group leader meeting, we need your input. It is not about a few of us leading this thing. It is, and God is moving, but He wants to move among us even more. VX 2020. Anybody at VX 2020? So many of you weren't there, but at VX 2020, Rodney Smoker taught. He's coming in for this afternoon's session. In some ways, this will be the second part of that. But moving forward, we're hoping to intentionally have intentional opportunities, VX 1, VX 2, to learn about personal development, who we are, what God has gifted us for. And then we are talking about going an internship sometime next year to simply see the blood, sweat, and tears. You guys, again, you know, some of you guys have been in that inner circle. You've seen what happens. That's literally an opportunity to see what it looks like to invest blood, sweat, and tears in something that God has given you and put over your life. Retreats and events, right? We're at the leadership retreat. We've been trying to do an annual group leaders retreat as appreciation and appreciation banquet. So that is literally, guys, the opportunity to invest in ourselves as leaders. One thing doesn't create it, but collectively, as like a lot of other things collectively, I think they will move us forward. And this one here, guys, this is actually why I signed up in the first place. 2014, I hop on a plane to New Zealand. I'm like, see you in Lancaster County. I may see you in 50 years. I'll pop back once in a while to visit. It's probably not going to be cool. I'll be thankful to get back out of there. 2015, he said, Lancaster County is where I'm taking you. And I'm like, yep, told you anywhere in the world but Lancaster County. You're saying Lancaster County, it can't be you. I'm not accepting that. And of course, he wouldn't give up because he had a greater plan than I did. So I'm here. But missions, guys, I do. This is something I want to encourage us with. Many of us sitting in this room have been a part of this, and we didn't even know it. So I want to shed some light on that. Is that okay?
Yes, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Love and Care. You guys know about, many of you guys heard Brandon and Jen's name, a lot of family members in the room. They're serving. Yeah. Come on down. They're serving with a children's home in Uganda. And in the midst of the early part of the pandemic, the country is shutting down. Children's homes are closing. And you have to understand, these are kids that are picked up off the street. They're living, literally some of them, in a street ditch somewhere. And they're now have been accepted into homes. Because of the pandemic, food prices tripled 3 times. And some homes began to close. So these kids went back out in the street. Love and Care, they're like, we're part of the puzzle. What can we do? We can open up another children's home in town, and we can take more kids. They took 26 more kids, literally within, what was it, a week's time, off the street that were in homes before. And so they had reached out, said, you know, this is our need. So we invested financially. And you guys were a part of that, didn't even know. We got a video a couple weeks ago. I was thinking about showing it here today, but I don't think I have the link along. But Jen had posted a video of those 26 kids. They were living in a house in town. And so a couple months after that, which was only a couple weeks ago, they were able to bring them to the main children's home up on the mountain. And you want to talk about a celebration. Two van loads of kids, 26 kids, being taken from the street to a temporary home to their permanent home. And the whole kids' children's home that was there, the 70 kids that were there, were part of prepping the home to welcome these 26 kids. Every new child coming in was partnered with another child to be their friend and show them around their house. That's the kind of stuff that's happening. It's the kind of stuff that we get to be a part of. When you're investing in the vision, the mission, the values, you don't even know it. Honestly, probably our biggest lack right now is communicating about everything that's happening. And for that, we'll work on it. But literally, you guys are part of that. Vision Beyond Borders, some of us took a trip to Cuba. Took a trip to Cuba in February, and they have opportunities coming up. They smuggle Bibles all across the world. But they have a passion and a heart for the Middle East, and they are having trouble finding churches that want to partner with them. Middle East, it's way too out there, man. I want to stay in my comfort zone. YWAM Lancaster, Gateway House of Prayer, all of these we've been investing in financially. We're taking 10% of all our income and re-giving it. Long-term missionaries at Branch Community, they've said Branch Community is their home church. Jason and Amanda, Brandon and Jen, Sam Petersheim and Kona, Matt Stolzes and Camp Andrews. Some of you guys don't know, this is honestly one of the sweetest things right now for me, is we're hosting a bi-monthly gathering to connect with a few local pastors and ministry leaders. And we've only met, what, 3-4 times right by now. And these guys are in leadership doing incredible things, but very few of them have a team around them. You want to talk about putting blood, sweat, and tears in something and not having anybody there going blood, sweat, and tears with you? I'm not saying they don't have it at all. I'm just saying don't for granted, take for granted what you have right next to you.
Yeah.
And it's been so sweet. They're coming in. They're finding a place to be refreshed. One of the things that's happening. Missionary support teams is happening. Many of you guys may not know this, but the heart is to empower the missionaries that are out there, support them to fulfill their mission while staying connected to the church. And guys, I'm literally, personally, I am overseeing missionaries fight to just survive day to day rather than thrive. Don't have it figured out, but we're trying this out. We're trying to see how can we actually help people thrive as they fulfill the mission and the mandate God has given them. So we have pastoral care, we have care contacts, prayer teams, community groups, financial assistance. Basically what we're doing is trying to stay connected and provide community for them while they fulfill their mission. And that's happening right now again with Brandon and Jen in Uganda, Jason and Amanda in Haiti, Sam Petersheim in Kona, then Matt Stolzes in Camp Andrews, so he's actually able to connect the community throughout. But I just want to encourage us guys that as we send people out, not to just forget about them,
yeah,
and to think and just assume they have community.
Yeah.
Most missionaries, man, I should get Dwayne Vivian up here to speak on this one. 15 years in Central Asia. Legends, guys. I want to encourage us, if you get an opportunity, connect with them for 5 minutes around missions, what it looks like.
Make it 10 minutes.
Yeah. Start with 5. You'll want to be there for 5 hours. Depth. Depth, guys. There is depth in the room, is all I want to say. Mission trips coming up. A lot of you guys are saying, man, when can we hop on a plane? When can we go? Guys, we're as excited or more excited than you guys, but literally borders are shut down. About every other week right now, we're checking in and tapping on somebody's shoulder. Hey, when's your country opening up? When's your country opening up? When's your country opening up? Basically, we want to go support Jason Mann in Haiti. We want to support Brandon and Jen in Love and Care in Uganda. We do want to go to Cuba and the remote villages. We have connections to Iraq through Vision Beyond Borders. We have connections to Lebanon. It's the only country in the Middle East within that pocket where they allow open evangelism in the street. So their goal is to send teams. You connect on the tourist strip of Lebanon, because what it is, you have Muslim people at the tourist strip. You connect with them. They carry the gospel back to their country where you man evangelize. And then Turkey is, they don't even have contacts there yet. They want a few of us possibly to go over there and help them build some contacts in Turkey. Mission trips are coming up. Literally, as soon as borders reopen, we will start getting people on planes.
Come on.
I want to be the first one on, by the way.
Come on.
Opportunities to serve. So you're like, okay, I've heard some of this stuff before. And guys, I'm running through it quick because literally I don't want to be the guy that just is dry, right? All this stuff is on a paper over there for your benefit. Please take a handout over there.
But all,
if you want, sure. All I'm here to say is there is more happening than we realize. There is far more vision than we know. And Arlen's got this thing the last couple weeks that so resonated. We're like, is God good? He's like, he's better than we know. And he is. We tasted it again last night. He's better than we know, guys. There's way more. Way more available. Way more. We think we've tasted and seen, and we have. But in small portions. And so there's opportunities to grow. If yourself or people in your life, guys, it's not about this room. It's not. It is about the people that don't know him or don't have community. How can anybody be intentional about spiritual growth? Baptism, communion, discovery class, all these different things are not the solution, but they're opportunities to connect people to the solution. Right? He's seated on the throne. More than anything, don't forget to serve people in your day-to-day life. And I know in every room of this size, some of us have walked through things that were so far outside of God's design that it left a pretty visible scar on our soul. Not to be ashamed of, it's just the reality. If you want connections, if you're at a point where you know you need to take a next step, you have no idea how. We have connections, we have resources available. We don't know how, I'll be real. But there's people that will know how to walk with you through that. We have those connections available. If this is not healthy, if this isn't happening, this will not be healthy and we'll never see this. I see this as an individual life and I see it as community life. Depth, growth, rooted, healthy trunk, and you will see the fruit. Not to condemn us, it's to say that let's get healthy. How can I invest time, talent, and treasure? Man, am I glad you asked. I'm so convinced we... And when I say we, the core team, the former core team, which was Stephen, Crystal, Arlen, and myself, have carried this community about as far as we can. That's my personal belief.
It's true.
If you want to see it, be more. I'm not convinced you that your role and your life purpose is within Branch. I'm not here to convince you that even a season of your life is within Branch. I am here to say that if you want to see the fullness of the mandate of the tree come forth, we've carried it about as far as we can. Each of you carry a piece. And when you bring your piece and you bring your lunch, I promise you, it will become far more than you ever thought possible in your wildest dreams. Just like relationship with Christ. Before you truly die, you have an idea what it's going to look like. You die, there's a richness that begins to emerge you never thought possible. Anybody experience that?
No.
That's why we're here. That's why we're here. Again, if you're interested in serving any of those things, the people to talk to is there. More vision. More vision. Are you like, are you crazy? Some of you are like, yeah, yeah, we need more. I'm just here to say, if we don't have it figured out, it is not about branch. We're not building a thing, but we're walking a path that we have known we need to walk, and we've been seeing steps released. Yes, there is a lot more vision. I didn't want to share it this morning because we honestly don't know what some of the structure, framework, and even next steps look like. I am here to say that we have a lot of vision beyond what we're currently investing in. However, we're still seeing some early release in that. And if you want to know more, please let me know. We're not questioning the Lord's plan. We have seen Him provide everything along the way. It's more about discerning His timing and seeing it released. And some of the language you may begin hearing is local church, which is branch community, a regional or a local hub. Some of you guys heard about a cafe and a community center in the past. Some of you guys heard about a global network in the past, which is missions, church planning, and ministry empowerment. It's coming alongside others and empowering them. It's not about one thing becoming larger or more or producing more fruit. It's literally about seeing the kingdom expanded across all spheres of society and unto the nations of the earth. Not just through branch, but in the kingdom, and that's what we're investing in. So if you want to know more about some of those things, let me know. Again, it's not a teaching. It's not a message. It's more informational, more saying, if you felt something in your spirit, and you've just known, I look at Danny because I know she's one of them people, she's connected. One of her strengths is connectedness. She knows if something shows up over here, it was connected to about five things to get there, and the rest of her is like, right? She knows. If you felt something in your spirit, you felt something stirring, you're like, there's more. You're right, there's more. But if we're not willing to bring our lunch to the kingdom, to Jesus' feet, let Him make it what He wants it to be, we're going to spend the rest of our life wondering what that was and what we missed. And because I care about every person in this room, I'm going to encourage you, don't miss the wave. I'm not going to tell you what the wave is. I'm not going to tell you what your part is. And I'm not going to tell you when it is, because that's the Lord's job. What I'm really feeling this morning is I want to challenge us, is are we willing to bring our lunch? Are we willing to let Him truly make it what He wants it to be, even if it looks different than we thought it was going to? Scott and Kelly, you guys mind coming up a little bit? Just playing the deal. One of you on the keys maybe a little bit. This wasn't planned. I don't know what it's going to be and what it's supposed to be. But I can't challenge you to do that without giving you a chance to respond to the Lord. Yes. I'm not here to convince you. I don't know what it looks like. But we're literally going to provide a time and a place. It's going to provide an environment. I want you to get real with the Lord. I want you to ask Him what it is that He has for you. But more than anything, if you're ready to give up your lunch, whether it's within branch, whether it's within any other ministry, whether it's in your life or your business, if you want to give up your lunch for the kingdom, some people in business, I've talked to businessmen, say, you know, I'm just not called to ministry, I'm called to business. Business is ministry. Some people are called to ministry, they're called to fund the kingdom. Again, I'm not going to convince you to give, I'm not going to convince you what to give to, but you have a lunch. Go ahead,
Kevin.
So really what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray, and maybe God doesn't even want background music. I don't know what He wants. But I'm going to pray, and I want to say that if you want to give your lunch to the Lord, there's an action step. It's literally come to the front. Nobody's going to pray for you. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm not going to tell you how to give up your lunch. Maybe you've already given up your lunch. But maybe you thought, I know for me sometimes I've already thought I knew what he's making or what he's going to make it into. And then you completely shift the things again. And what Stephen talked about again, you have to die to yourself all over again. And you're like, God, I already surrendered. He's like, yeah, I know, but I want all of your heart, not just three quarters of it. And you think each time that you surrender, you think the next one's going to be easier. And he always takes something that your heart is becoming set on instead of him.
Oh, yes.
Ouch, right?
Yeah, so true.
It's about him. So if you want to give your lunch, come up. Get real with the Lord. Ask him what he wants to be. The Father. We recognize that you have a vision and a plan for our life. It's not about us. And God, I'm sorry if we made it about Branch Community. I'm so sorry if we made it about Branch Community. I'm sorry if I made it, if we made it about building our kingdom, about seeing how many finances we can obtain for ourselves. Father, I repent for those of us that wanted to be in front of 1,000 people without dying to ourselves. Unhealthy things die, Lord. So we bring you our unhealthy things to die. We bring you our unhealthy things to die. Jesus, you can produce life and life abundant. We're over it, Lord. I thank you, God, for your mercy in this season to globally help us become aware that we can't do it. That we don't have it figured out. That without you, there is literally no way we can make it. Trust your plan.